We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Inside the 11 o'clock hour on the Fan. I didn't do the Costume Migos big shot of the night yet because I want to talk to more of you guys. We'll get to it. And I mean, the Costume Migos big shot of the night is supposed to be for like the player of the night, the best. Like, what are we supposed to do? The Mets didn't play tonight, you know, can't give it to JD Martinez or Francisco Lindor. I got to give it to Trent Grisham, I guess. No, I don't like to give it out in losing efforts. I'm gonna think of something, but I'm thinking of you. Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. This is a platform for you to get it off your chest before you go to sleep tonight. This is a space where Yankee fans and some Mets fans creeping in the background can talk about what's going on. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary, you're on the Fan.
I smash Keith after your beef. No relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
And you won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your ear.
Boom, boom,
boom. Yeah. Cash, you know, we're keeping it real. Cat, you know I've been saying this for way too long.
Go ahead.
Cashman sucks and Foo Philly. And Cashman shouldn't get a chance to fix his mistakes every year. Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of Boone. Sugarcoating everything. Boone is sugarcoating everything. It's not acceptable. You know, it doesn't feel real. I feel like I'm in an alternate universe right now, what's happening
to
me.
Me too. How did they melt so
fast?
Seriously. How did they literally melt this quickly? I knew the gauntlet was coming. I was a little bit afraid, but like, nah, this gauntlet has completely exposed them.
To go from best record to being like, absolutely whack right now.
500 like, ball club, not even.
And to quote my man, James Brown, I'm mad.
You should be.
I love you, dog. Keith, I got no answers.
Me either, but I'm going to try and talk through it, and I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because this is stupid now. Thanks for the call, Gary. Let's go back. So, you know, Gary's thing is Cashman sucks, and I understand there are a lot of Yankee fans. There is no convincing them that Cashman doesn't suck. But I will continue to say what I believe about Brian Cashman. He's going to try to fix this. And I think he knows how important it is to leave no stone unturned, fill every hole. Man, stack the deck. How many times you hear me scream, stack the deck? Now, if he doesn't, the phone lines are going to light up after the deadline, and I already know what time it is. I mean, today I was leaning into the greatest rivalry in baseball, Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Yankee fans are fighting each other right now. All it took was the bum-ass Mets to sweep two games in Citi Field. Now we fight each other. Gotta love it. Kevin is in Jersey. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Pientos for a second, I bet. And I hit the deep right field. There goes Judge at the wall. It's out of here! Mark Vientos, his second home run.
Best booth in baseball.
Oh, wow. Garrett Cole.
Best booth in baseball. You got it. Again.
Garrett Cole coming to the Mets.
Garrett Cole coming to the Mets? You want him?
I do.
Yeah, because you guys can afford everybody, right? Big, bad Steve Cohen going to buy up everybody.
Prefer's the word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Gary Cohen impression is good. He did that last night. Like, that's good. I can't do that because I don't watch the Mets like that. Garrett Cole to the Mets? Just made me have a thought about Garrett Cole. Damn, how come once Garrett Cole comes back, the starting pitching falls apart? You know, it's like when you have a substitute teacher and things... It's not Garrett Cole's fault at all. These guys got to be better. But I look at Rodon... And a lot of you were saying this to me online. They're like, yeah, when things were going good, Rodon was rolling. A little bit of adversity hits, and he's not built for it. Yeah, he's feeble. like Tank says about the Mets.
Feeble! Jeff McFeeble?
He's feeble, bro. I thought he was going to cry tonight. There was the emotions that he wears on his sleeve, on his face. There was one point where he went to, like, go grab his hat, and he, like, bumped his face. I'm like, get it together. Like, I can understand if you didn't really sleep last night, but you didn't play. Get it together. We need you to be the stopper. You know, speaking of Garrett Cole is always the stopper. And I'm not tripping off Garrett Cole's two starts because he's coming back. Like, Garrett Cole is going to figure it out. If there's one guy you can expect to figure out how to pitch, it's that guy. 888-808-1019. I don't know if Carlos Rodon is going to figure this out. He needs the Yankees' mental health coach, their psychologist. Like, he needs that person to sit with. He's got to sit with Matt Blake. He's got to sit with Boone. He's got to figure it out. This is year two of a six-year deal. He's depended on. We were talking about him, speaking of Judge being an all-star and casting your vote for the 2024 all-star game. We were talking about him early on in the season, like, hey, he's looking like an all-star. But there was a lot of people expecting him to regress. Like, you know, the team's blowing, you know, other teams out. I think we saw that Orioles start. And I think there might have been one other start that I'm forgetting. But obviously this month of June, I gave you the numbers in my open. He has gone back to last year. And, like, the first inning tonight looked like that last start that he had last year. Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Scary movie. Nightmare. Rich is in Brooklyn. Rich, you're on the Fan.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. You know, trying to entertain.
Keith, you know, I have a couple of things I want to say. Number one, you know, if they don't get rid of Boone, the Yankees are going nowhere. And don't say that everybody's tired. Because they should be able to play if they get it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
They did play.
The old-time Yankees did it. David Cone used to do it.
Yeah, but they didn't have cell phones and Instagram and TikToks.
So what? What did that have to do with it?
Distracting. It's distracting. I don't know.
Then the players got to know. Don't use them.
Yeah, they got worked. They just look. You could just. I know we're making excuses for them, but like I said, them getting to Toronto at 4 a.m., getting into the hotel, having to sleep, the sun comes up. I have a lot of experience with trying to sleep at 4 a.m. It's not easy to do.
No, Keith, it's not. But the thing is that the difference, say, between you and, say, a Susan Waldman, she watches games. She watches games till 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
What?
Yes, she does. Because she says she does.
What, the West Coast games?
She watches games all the time. Yeah. Driving home, she'll listen to games.
Okay.
Well, she said that.
Love, Susan. Where are we going with this?
I'm saying, Keith, you say you have a kid, you know, you have a child. But if you're going to be abroad and you're a broadcaster, you got to do more than just worry about the kid. That's what your wife should be doing. You should be watching the game.
I did watch the game. Are you dense? We're talking about the game, but I also let you into my life. I got a beautiful kid, and the nepotism that LeBron James showed, I'm about to show that. My son can walk and talk. He's about to be the next radio host. You guys are bugging tonight, see? Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Loopy on the late night. Now, it's my fault, right? Now, Susan Waldman, who is literally the color commentary person for, I don't know, longer than I've been even close to doing it. Like, we're going to compare me to Susan? Don't. It's Susan 10 times out of 10. Susan isn't up like I'm up at night. I'm the nighttime host. I watch the Yankee game, the Met game, and I come and talk to you about it at night. I'm not giving you stats during the game. I'm not giving you color commentary during the game. Do not compare me to Susan Waldman. I'm wearing Susan Waldman on my shirt. Susan, get well. Love, Susan. I'm not trying to be Susan Waldman either. Sat in a couple games. Rich is just mad. Punch the air, Rich, and go to bed, old man. There's nothing you could do to change the results of the game. There's nothing I could do to change the result of the game. I just told you I like watching a game. I've watched every Yankee game. Definitely been to more Yankee games this year than you probably have. And I understand that they are crumbling, folding right now before our eyes. They got to sit guys that are ineffective, guys that they banked on. That's why you're saying Cashman sucks. That's why you're saying Cashman shouldn't have the opportunity, because here we go again. Some of the same guys you banked on. Rizzo, Stanton, Glaber, DJ, not available to help this team while they're bleeding out. It's unfortunate. But the sun will come out. Tanaka, bet your bottom dollar. Ari's in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the Fan. What up, Art?
You're fellas. Yo, I am dying, man. I'm hurting. Like you said, not only the Yankees are bleeding out, I'm bleeding out, man. It's hard to watch. It's hard to even think about what to say. Like, I'm not even, like, mad. It's just, like, a wow factor. Like, how did we fall this fast, right? Like, this team was grooving. Stanton was healthy for a long time, and then the wheels fell off quick.
Yeah, you know, maybe if I just leave my wife to be a single mother, the Yankees will do better. They'll do better.
Bro, that's what I was saying. I'm dying laughing over here. That is wild. That was wild.
Listen, I change diapers. Oh, man. I make meals. I help teach my son how to walk, how to talk. I'm going to be a good dad first. Way before any game. That's crazy.
I think that kind of touches, though, on, like, another point I wanted to bring up about LeBron James. Like, I agree with you. Sports-wise, this is a crazy move, and this is, like, this is back to, like, the world is upside down right now. So many things going buck wild. But as a dad, I give props to LeBron. Like, bring your kid on.
Yeah.
This world, like you said, this is America. Bring him up. Bring him up.
Yeah, get him a contract. Get him a little Lakers jersey. You're a pro now, son. Yeah. I got the power to do that. You didn't really earn it, but you did earn it because you're my seed.
Exactly, right?
Different parameters for you, son.
Yeah.
That's great.
But nah, man, I think the Yankees need to get a win under their belt soon. Hopefully somebody can stop the bleeding. I'm with you. I did not think Rodon was going to be the one to stop this. You know, again, not putting excuses, but...
Nah, I just went just the pitching matchup last night. I'm like, Jose Berríos, Carlos Rodon, no shot.
Yeah, man. And, I mean, hey, it's still June. That's what I keep telling myself. We're going to hopefully bounce back from this. I'm a believer that Cashman is cooking right now. Obviously, you know, you don't show your deck of cards right now, right? But they clearly see this. Like, come on, man. You can't be this crazy kind of Yankee fan that enjoys when we're in these kind of slumps.
I mean, there are a ton of crazy Yankees fans.
Yeah, wild. Like, they loving this. Loving it.
Well, because a lot of them are glass half full, waiting for the other shoe to drop, just so that their tweak from March can be right. Just so they can get a couple retweets.
Right?
You
got to stand on your tweet.
They can quote tweet themselves and be like, see, I told you this team wasn't good enough. All right, thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. I mean, Rich in Brooklyn is mad at me for going to sleep at 4 a.m. and waking up at 6:30 to help my wife get my son up, get him a bottle, get him a fresh diaper after he dumped on himself in the middle of the night. He's not mad at Juan Soto going 0-3. He's not mad at Alex Verdugo going 0-3. It's my fault. I got to do better if I'm going to be a broadcaster and help the Yankees win. Tom is in Tom's River. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Great. I mean, I'm trying to bring some levity. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is supposed to be entertainment. This is supposed to be fun. I can't control the Yankees. I can control my show.
I think all the Yankee fans should just calm down a bit.
Yeah, me too.
Also, who do you think the Yankees are going to, like, end up getting rid of by the trade deadline?
Oh, at this point now, anybody can go. Fire sale. Everybody's available. Like, there's so many guys. It's just like, what, like, now you could trade Gleyber Torres, but you can't, right? So it's like, in theory, as fans, we're like, get rid of Gleyber. DFA DJ. But, like, who wants these guys? And I always remind y'all, there are 29 teams and the New York Yankees. There's a Cashman tax. Nobody likes to see the Yankees be successful. The start that the Yankees had to this season, all the other teams in the league are like, good, good. They're absolutely failing now. They're folding now. And who's picking up the phone to send them some help? No one.
And also, what's your take on Luis Gil? Like, what do you think is going to bounce back pretty soon? Or?
I say a couple prayers about it. I'm pray for that young man because we need him. But I just know he's a rookie. I know he's come back from Tommy John. I know that he's hit this like rookie wall right now with some adversity in June. This June swoon that's going on with the Yankees, and I don't know what to expect from. I have no idea where we're going. I can say it's just two bad starts or not, but it's I don't know.
I also feel like the Yankees should send their whole team to AAA or something and just leave up Don Judge and Soto, and they'll just be good.
Yeah, imagine if we could just have like Judge and Soto bat, like our Soto bats, Judge bats, then Soto again. If there's three outs, all right, whatever. Next inning, Judge, Soto. Thanks for the call, Tom. 888-808-1019. Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. Maybe if I lock in and I watch every second of every Yankee game with my eyeballs on the 75-inch plasma screen, that'll make the Yankees pitch better. Maybe if I do more as a broadcaster, which I'm a radio host, I'm a fan like you guys are. I'm watching the games like you guys are. I stopped betting on them a while ago. I was telling the homies that a couple weeks ago. I'm like, yo, don't. Nope. Them parlays, not this month. Not this either the Dodger series. Don't waste your money. Let's go to Suffolk County. Lloyd, you're on the fan. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, Keith. I'm a Mets fan.
Okay.
But listening to you Yankee fans is absolutely insane.
It's entertaining.
You guys are 21 games over 500. 21 games. The Mets would have to win 21 straight games to catch up to it.
Yeah, but if George was alive, he'd have me off the air by 12.
I know, it's insane. I'm telling you, some of the things I've heard tonight, it's the only reason I even called. Like I said, I'm a Mets fan. I'm listening to this going, did they just blame Keith for the Yankees losing? Like, it's just, these Yankee fans are insane.
I never knew I was so powerful. Some of the things that people tell me about myself, I'm like, wow, I actually feel blessed. I'm like, I can't believe I've gotten to the point where, like, people actually think I'm, like, a part of this. I want to be a part.
Well, good luck to you guys, and I hope nobody does anything silly. I mean, what are we talking about? 21 games over 500. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for the call. Mets fans, call Mets fans, call up and walk your Yankee fans off the play. Like, come on, what are we doing? Like, I get it, though. And I said, this is a platform for you to express yourself, for you to get stuff off your chest. And I don't mind you taking shots at me. I don't mind being the target. It comes with the territory. Like I said, I think the first night of the Subway Series, I'm like, man, I feel blessed. I remember not being able to afford to go to the Subway Series game. I remember talking to my ticket rep, and it's like, oh, it's a premium series, and here are the options. I'm like, I'm going to sit this out. Then I remember working my corporate job and saving a little bit money for, you know, the Red Sox series, the Subway series, and then going to the Subway series and being like, this is amateur hour. There's so many casuals in here. But man, the Subway series that just happened with the pummeling that Grimace put on the Yanks, the Grimace and Mets, the Grimettes, it has sent Yankee fans spiraling into doom and gloom, and the season's over. Fire everybody. Cashman sucks. Boone can't manage. Keith McPherson's not good at his job. C-Mac was telling you guys. BT was telling you guys. I didn't want to get there. I never want to get there because I look at it as a roller coaster, right? I don't know why you guys are spiraling down. I'm sure there's some rides at Six Flags where you go in a spiral, but it's up and down and up and down and up and down. And right now, we're not, you know, we were on nitro, tick, 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 going up. Club was going up every Tuesday. And now we're on a nosedive straight down. Jack is in Rockaway, New Jersey. Jack, you got it.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. I just want to, I'm a Mets fan too. I'm a 58-year-old Mets fan. I used to go take the PAT train over $1.50 when, general admission at Shea when Nino Espinoza was our number two to Craig Swan.
Good times, good memories.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the guy before me, you know, you guys are. I'm a diehard Mets fan, but the Yankees are what they are. They're over 20 games over 500. But I got to be honest with you. That's why I called. You called us the bum ass Mets, Keith. And laughingly, I just say
since I was like six.
You got to give them a little. You got to give them a little bit of credit. I go with everything that's gone on. If you would have told me they'd be 500 at like you know near 80, near midway. You know, I would have said you're crazy. So, I mean, I'm a cautiously optimistic Met fan. I don't get too high or
but
too
Jack,
low.
Stay
I've
with
seen
me.
Everything happened.
I gave the credit last night, and when you hear me say bum-ass Mets in regards to Yankee fans being swept by the quote-unquote bum-ass Mets, that's what Yankee fans are feeling right now. I can't believe we got worked like that by the Mets, and that's why there are Yankee fans losing their minds. It has bled into this next series, and Yankee fans are just on the ground staring at the ceiling like, when will this end? And a lot of it is, like, if we got swept in a two-game set by the Washington Nationals, I don't know if it would be the same going to Toronto and feeling like this. I'm telling you, a lot of this angst, a lot of this negativity, it's because Yankees fans can't handle being handled by the bum-ass Mets. So I'm sorry. I'll take the bum part out because they're not bums. They're great. I've been watching them. I've been watching the lineup. Like, it doesn't matter if Edwin Diaz is out. It doesn't matter if Starling Marte is out. These guys are a team. They're singing to this, oh, my God. They're singing to this Jose Iglesias song. I saw Evan Roberts put out the video. They have chemistry. They are a good-looking team as of late.
Alvarez is a. I really like the kid.
He is the alpha. He is the heartbeat. Without him, that is why the Mets faltered and didn't look right. And we were all trying to figure out exactly what it was, the pitching, some of the core guys. No, he is the core. He is the one. That young man, he's just got it. He's got the right energy about him. He helps all the pitchers. He clearly has changed their fortunes. The record with him in the lineup and not is telling.
I just like to finish by saying, you know, like we, as a Mets fan, you should look at it like, hey, we've done well against you guys, obviously. Beginning of the year, we went out to L.A. We took 2 out of 3 in L.A. We could play with everybody, you know, when like now anyway, when guys are hitting like they are now. But, you know, again, if to be 500 or a little above at the midway point, I'm very happy, you know, but that's I don't want to be. I just want to get, you know, just make the playoffs and like everybody else. And
sweep the Astros, please. Thanks for the call, Jack. Go ahead and sweep the Houston Astros with the purple power of Grimace and all of the LGM t-shirts and the 7-line spirit fingers and that Ebbs bar that you guys got out there that I didn't know existed until I went to the City Field. Sweep the Astros. Keep it rolling. The Astros have a similar storyline as you for this 2024 season. They started off terrible. Yankees swept them. Now they're 40-40. They're at 500. They're 4.5 games out of first place. They're looking at the wild card right now like, hey, don't count us out. There's only a team or two ahead of us. I'm rooting for the Mets to sweep the Houston Astros because if there's a team that Yankee fans hate more than the Mets, it's those cheating Houston Astros. 888-808-1019. This is fun. You got to laugh. You got to realize, like I said this last night, you know, as worked up as some of you guys get and how many fans like to cross the line and talk about, you know, I was listening to Michael Kay talk about the type of stuff that he's gotten these last couple of days just by mentioning that he's the best booth. Maybe that, you know, they're not the best booth. I think I'm the best. People start crossing lines to talk about your family. And, you know, us media members, we just got to take it. You know, I don't know Rich in Brooklyn. I'll never see him. And if I do, maybe he'll apologize. But he took a shot at me because the Yankees are struggling. And I think I do a pretty good job of going to games, watching games, coming in and hosting an entertaining show, being kind to people, giving people time when they call. But the line, as far as, like, me being a good dad, if it was between me being a good dad and a broadcaster, it's good dad 10 times out of 10. And I hope that some of you guys learn what that feels like. But like a guy like Rich in Brooklyn, he might not ever find one woman that wants to procreate with him. So you just never know what that feels like. He's just got to stay to himself in his basement yelling about the Yankees until he falls asleep. That's tough. Let's switch course a little bit. Jack is in Lenape, New Jersey. Lenape.
Hello?
What's up, Jack? Isn't Lenape, isn't that South Jersey?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Lenape.
I feel like I've heard of it before. I used to know this girl at JMU that I think she went to Lenape High School. I'm like, I haven't heard of that town in a long time.
Yeah, no, I went there too. I played football as a quarterback in the football team there.
At JMU?
Oh, no. Lenape High School.
I was about to say, I played football at JMU. I was a quarterback. I was a backup's backup. Cool, man. What year did you graduate? Did you guys win anything?
2019, South Jersey Group 4 champion.
Oh, amazing. Congrats. I know what that feels like. We won Central Jersey Group 4 state championship my year as a senior. They gave us a police escort down Route 18 from Rutgers back to our town. We were the heroes of the world.
Wait, Keith, what high school did you go to?
Ocean Township.
Oh, Ocean Township.
Kenny Pickett's school.
You're with the greats, like Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett was 10 years younger than me. I trained him in Big Red football camp when I was 21 and he was 11, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I wouldn't make it up.
How did you like high school football?
I thought high school football was a lot better than college because it wasn't business at all. It was playing football with your boys for your town, for everybody that you grew up with, everybody that you go to school with, like representing your town and having the pride of like, yo, we're going town to town. Like, you know, that's why I take rivalry so seriously. And even like this Mets-Yankees rivalry, and I lean into it and I needle and I troll, it started young. Like I was dead ass serious about my high school, my town, and rival towns. And I love playing college football. It made me who I am. It drove me. It gave me work ethic. It humbled me. As I'm watching the Yankees get pummeled, I'm like, man, I remember being on football fields. We're down 35-0. Like, that'll really test you. That'll bring something out of you. That'll, you know, really expose your character. But, yeah, once you get to college, you realize you're a scholarship athlete. It is business. You are a number. You're, like, you're in a different world. Jack?
Keith, where'd you meet your wife?
At college, at Monmouth University. My other school I went to. Jack just dropped off. Loopy on the late night, and Alex is laughing. Like, yo, what is going on tonight? This is what I mean. We're in an alternate reality. This is what I mean. I feel like I'm in an episode of Black Mirror. This is what I mean. We are in bizarro world between what the Yankees did in the 666. Out of the country, and what's going on in our country as everybody tuned in to say, all right, let me check out this debate. Let me see here. Let me check out our candidates here. What?
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on The Fan in New York. Hello. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling. We got a full rack of calls. So, I mean, I know it's loopy on a late night. I'm here for it. 888-808-1019. I get it. Losing streak. Fans are tweaking, boy. They don't know what to do. They can't go to sleep after that. So call The Fan. Get it off your chest. I'll be your Huckleberry. Come at me. I'm a man. I'm 40. That's perfectly fine. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on The Fan.
Keith, this is too funny, man. It's just an overall disaster. Half these calls he got, and this guy was the last call. I don't even know what happened.
This is America.
What will not be something. Hey, you can't make it up, man. I see my TL first if I tweeted at you, dude. Listen, I don't shy away from if I got a bad tweet or a bad thing or something, I'll be the first one to raise my hand. Because it's for nights like these when I see this phony MF for Carlos Rodon when he comes in here, the blowing kisses and everything. Listen, I can't stand the Giants, too, but they had him to a T. They knew this guy was a one-year wonder. They know this guy, when he has more than 1 year on a contract, he's an unmotivated, so I called him a phony dude. He has no incentive to play when he doesn't have a contract expiring at the end of the year. He knows he has money guaranteed. What incentive does he have to produce? We saw with Chicago when he was getting every 2 years, he was getting basically rookie bridge deals. Then he finally had his breakout year when he was a UFA. He goes to San Fran. He's an all-star. And then he signs this five-year deal with you guys. It's a total disaster. And he had like a good 2 months to shadow it. He got bombed by the Braves, and people were saying online, you know, you cut him some slack because of how deep that lineup is. Well, you know, consider the fact that Acuna's not even in that lineup, and there's like, you know, Michael Kay went as far as to say that they're mid, which is kind of true. If you look at the numbers, this isn't the same Braves lineup. And then you want to talk about a lineup that completely fell off a cliff. How about George Springer and the Toronto Blue Jays or like in bottom five in the MLB in every hitting category? So, I mean, what are the excuses with this dude? You know what? I'm not even a Yankee fan, and I can't stand him from afar. He's a total phony, dude.
No, I know. I mean, you have the receipt, and there are a lot of folks that – I mean, I want to root for the Yankees. I want to believe. I'm rooting for everybody that puts on the pinstripes and the road grays. I did not want to see this guy revert back to last year, but here we are. It sucks. Yeah. Like, well, I said, he's feeble. He's mentally weak, and – it's crazy. Like I hate to think that the guy got his big payday, and now he's just not the same guy. And mentally, we know he's mentally weak. He's not mentally tough. From breaking down, crying in the dugout. I know a lot of people are like, "Hey, take it easy on him." No, these are millionaire ball players. This isn't high school ball. This isn't little league. You know, in little league, if I struck out with guys on base to end the game, yeah, I'm going to tear up and cry in the dugout. You're a grown man, dog. You're getting paid millions of dollars to pitch for the New York Yankees. You're going to have some bad outings.
Yeah, he knows damn well what he did. And listen, I brought the Giants before. They're known for this, kind of resurrecting pitcher careers. You look at what they did with Gausman, too. You know, he was back in the haywire days of Baltimore. He was like their third or fourth starter. And he's been kind of up and down this year, but he maintained it going to Toronto. This guy was a one-hit wonder with San Fran, and from the second he stepped foot in the Bronx, aside from two or three starts, and the Angels, I got the Angel game right on. That was kind of the pinnacle last year. You don't want to count the Royal game. They were already eliminated by that point. You remember the blowing the kisses? He had more ass to kiss my fat ass became the soundbite. Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable with this guy, dude. And meanwhile, you got the Mets. You want to talk about Loopy. I got to see the video. I guess they had some event for Iglesias, who didn't even start the year off on the team. And they're treating this guy like he's the next, like, Pitbull with this song. They all dance in the dugout. They had the whole team was, it looked like the Piazza Club or something. They were all dancing like this guy was, like, number one on, Billboard 100. It's unbelievable. And I was shocked McNeil was there. I was reading the list of names. I was just looking to see if McNeil wasn't on the list. I think Bader was the only name I didn't
see. He's already in the doghouse. He can't not show up to that. Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Let's stay in Bergen County. Tom in Bergen County is up on the fan next. What's up, TOM?
Yo, what's up, KM?
You know, hosting the show till 2 a.m., talking to people off the ledge and, you know, talking about the Yankees and Carlos Rodon and Jermai Jones.
I always enjoy it. You do a great job. I love how you're accessible. And, my situation, I currently teach high school media production. So I teach kids podcasting, photography, videography, all sorts of media.
That didn't exist when I was in high school. That's a great class to take.
It's great, and it's a county school, so it's got all the resources and an open invitation. I'd love to reach out with you and maybe get you in up for a Zoom or a visit or whatnot, because the kids would love to hear from you.
Of course, my email is in my bio of my social media handles. I get a lot of random emails, but it's supposed to be for business. I actually just did a podcast with some young kids today called, you know, The Twos. I don't know. They're working on it. But they're young guys that, you know, they're fans, and, you know, they reached out, and we set up a time. So we can do the same thing for sure.
I'm excited to hear that, and especially from a Jersey guy to a Jersey school. That would be awesome. And another just short note before I go, I appreciate what you say about being a dad. I got to teaching because I was in the field for a while. I was with you in the fan cave. I did a lot of camera work. I went to 28 out of 30 ballparks. But one day I stopped and I was able to coach my kids and go to their games. Now I film them instead of the big leaguers. So it's a cool story.
And there's nothing better. Yeah, I bet you enjoy that way more than anything else. It's more fulfilling. And going home, putting your kids to bed and waking up with them and being dad, that's the number one job. That's priority one.
And there's nothing more exciting than those jewel events, All-Star, World Series, parades, Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. I brought them when I could bring them. There's a lot of times when I couldn't. But, you know, they have the greatest experiences, and I got a scrapbook that I'd like to share with you one day, man.
Yeah, it's about balance. I'm sure with your professional journey, how many you have two kids?
Three.
Three. Wow. I'm on one that's 14 months, and God bless you. I can't imagine juggling your career that you had, the career you have now, and then obviously their three lives. It's a lot.
Yeah, my wife taught second grade, teaches second grade in Teaneck, 22 years. So it was a point of like, if you can't beat them, join them. So I got into education. Yeah, and I got on the kids' schedule, and I wouldn't trade it all, but it was a balance, and I wish you the best of luck in your journey. I love hearing about it.
Thanks, Tom. That was really nice. See, we got to balance it out. We got to balance it out. Some people don't get it. Some people don't get it. I'm not even going to say bro's name. He doesn't even get to be mentioned more than once or twice, but some people don't get it. I didn't get it. Before I had a kid, I had no clue. Now I look at everybody that's got a kid differently. I look at everybody's parents differently. I look at everybody that's got grown kids, babies, differently. I didn't know. I was walking with my son today, pushing my son in the stroller. We get to the stop sign and the crosswalk, and this guy in his little souped-up Honda Civic two-door coupe makes eye contact with me. And I'm thinking he's going to let us walk across, as he should, because you got to yield to pedestrians in my neighborhood. And he speeds past, or tries to, like, you know, quickly, like, speed past me. But I step in front of him a little bit, and I flip him the bird and put a middle finger on his passenger window. And he beeps and skirts off. And, you know, my wife is with me, and my son is with me. And I'm just like, yo, there's nothing I can't stand more than these inconsiderate people that are in such a rush to get past the stop sign, not yielding for pedestrians, specifically pushing little kids around. My perspective is different. There were times where I was in the car in a rush to get where I had to go, not looking out for that. Now I see somebody's nanny, someone's grandma, someone's mother pushing a stroller. I'll wait. I'll wait. You got it. Get across safely. 888-808-1019. Loopy on the late night. We can talk about everything, but we're going to probably talk about the Yankees, the Mets, the NBA draft, the Knicks. Glenn is down in New Orleans on the fan. Welcome back, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Keith, I'm great. The worst ones are the ones that jump around in front of you only to make a right turn the next block. You did all of that just
no
to
patience.
Turn in front of me.
Yeah,
I mean, patience. It's unbelievable. Hey, Keith, I know, I think I heard you say you probably ran track maybe in high school or college.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So I know you're busy enough, but have you been able to catch any of the Olympic trials?
I haven't watched, but I know we're getting close. And my guy Dwight in Asbury Park always is like, hey, look at this. And it'll tip me off. And now with social media, you can Google everything. You can search everything and see quickly, you know, who's doing their thing. And I know where you're going, so go for it, because I did see it. And I know the time and everything, so lay it on us.
Yeah, well, I've been watching on NBC this week, and I'm a sprint guy, 400 meters mm-hmm. and less, and all of the jumps. That's what I like.
That's what I did.
And I'm telling you, Noah Lyles in the 100 and 200.
He's different.
This guy, he glides
He's
around
different.
The track. He glides around the track. It's unbelievable. I know he won the 100 already, and tonight he ran
won the 200.
The 200. Well, I know he won his heat tonight. I don't think they ran the finals yet. I think tonight might have been qualifying.
Yeah, he advanced to the semifinals. Yeah. He won the preliminary heat in the 200. He ran a 20.10, which is so dumb. It doesn't make any sense to be able to run that fast.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But this other guy, they call him a Kung Fu Kenny Bednarik.
Mm.
That guy's bad, too. He does the one and the two. I think he was second to Noah in the 100 the other night, and he won his heat tonight in the 200. So
the Americans have some people, and we're going to see Shakari Richardson get her second chance. And
LSU. LSU.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I ran the one, the two, the four, and the 4x4 relay. Once in a while, I would jump, but most of the time, I just was like, you know, you said you like to watch the sprints. I was running the one, the two, the 400, and the 4x4 relay. Short conference tournament or short conference track meets and Penn relays and the state meets. I was all right. I can't really remember my times. I wasn't blazing, but I obviously could compete.
Yeah, well, I know you've been taking a lot of they're bashing on the Yankees. So
it's yeah, what, it's thanks what for I the switcheroo. Thanks to Glenn in New Orleans for giving us a break from the Cashman Sox and leave your wife to take care of your kids so you can tell us all about how many pitches Carlos Rodon threw. Like, you watched the game. I watched the game. How deep do I got to dive into that? It's not one of those games that you really pick apart. He was missing his spots. This guy had a hit-by-pitch against IKF twice. when he was throwing it in the zone, it was a cookie. It was getting rocked. What do you want me to say? He had 8 Ks. Like, the Yankees are in a bad one. They're in a bad one. But we've seen this before. Or maybe you guys don't really watch baseball, so you don't know. Jimmy is in Bayonne. Jimmy's on the fan. Jimmy!
Hey, man. How's it going? Big fan, Keith. Just want to talk about my experience with me and my buddies the other night down at the Met game and the Yankee game. Like, these Met fans have no courtesy, man. Like, they think it's like the World Series or something like that. You know, me and my buddies and
Us Yankee fans can't say that anymore. We're not allowed to say that it's the World Series for them because we haven't been to a World Series in 15 years. They lost one back in 2015.
I mean, the last time they were in 2015, but I mean...
So they stand on business with that. Hey, we came in second.
I mean, these fans are walking out. It's like seventh inning, you know, the rain delay too, you know. All these guys are just pounding down beers, you know, beers down the rain delay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to control their liquor. We're just walking out like gentlemen, you know, walking up the concourse. And these guys are flipping us off.
Did they put hands on you? They pulled up? They put hands on you?
Trying to fight us.
They pushed you?
Oh, yeah. You know, me and my boys are in college, man. And these guys are bumping into us, 65-year-old man, you know.
Oh, wow. Like,
come on, man. Like, we're, you know, leaving the ball. Yeah, man.
Hey, but at least you guys are smart about it. You don't fight in the ballpark.
No courtesy.
You'll be handcuffed like that guy that went viral getting
taken
out of the club.
Not even worth it, man. Not even worth it with a Met fan, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely not a 65-year-old Met fan that's still living in 86. Nah, it's not worth it. Not worth it. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I saw Mets fans were nice to me, honestly. All the ones that I met in person, the ones online, they can get that off because they can just hide behind a Grimace profile pic or a Pete Alonso pic. But I said this the last couple nights. Being in enemy territory, I don't go over there. But I go over there once a year for the Subway Series. Multiple people pulled me to the side for pictures, and the ones that didn't ask for pictures just wanted to shake my hand and say, hey, I listened to your show. You're doing a good job. Hey, man, I know you're a big-time Yankee fan, and you get on my Mets, but I think you do a good job. Cool. Appreciate it. Thanks. I was surprised. But it's a rivalry. This is New York. I get it, right? Being little brother for so long, when you smack the Yankees like that and you're smacked yourself because you've crushed 10 beers through a 90-minute rain delay, you've been out there since 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, They're saying senior citizen Met fans are getting tough on the way out. That's crazy. Yo, Moro out in Astoria on the fan. What up?
KM to AM. What's going on, baby? How are you?
I'm all right. Hanging out, talking the talk, you know, just trying to connect with everybody.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I know you're a huge Yankee fan. So am I. And one of the big things, I know they're going through a swoon right now, but, you know, baseball is a game of failures, and this is what we got to do right now, unfortunately. And but my serious concern is, you know, Clay Holmes is not your typical closer. If we sat down with Cash right now, you definitely have the opportunity when you're in the booth in there and going around Yankee Stadium.
We don't have the opportunity for Clay to get any work.
You're absolutely right, but he's definitely. But you, there's no way. You're a diehard Yankee fan. There's no way that you think we're going to be putting that ring on that finger with Clay Holmes as our closer. I can see him being a setup guy, but there's no way that he's going to be our closer.
I wouldn't say no way. I've seen him have
no way.
I've seen him close and save plenty games, but I do think that they're going to be looking for some bullpen help, and I do think there could potentially be a guy that they go to depending on the situation, the team, the lineup. You know.
I, you know what? I didn't think of it that way. I for some reason, I don't know. Maybe I've been spoiled growing up watching Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, we all were.
Games, you know?
Yeah, we all
but,
were. And he got
yeah,
got
100%.
Too. He got
yeah,
got
but,
too. Broke my heart as well. I mean, it's hard. I know if I had to go out there and get three outs, I don't know if I get one.
you know what? You're absolutely right, KM. But listen, man, have a great night and thank you. Let's go Yankees. This isn't the end, but. October's the goal.
Yes, sir. I mean, what he said is this isn't the end, and that's the key. And he also said we're spoiled being, you know, kids watching Mariano where it was Enter Sandman, done. Most of the time it was like, yo, you get to these later innings, you're not beating the Yankees. That was a long time ago. We got to stop that. Unanimous. Like, there's a reason why that guy is a unanimous Hall of Famer, the best ever do it. We'll never see another one of him in the sport, not just in Yankee Stadium, in the entire MLB. There will never be another guy like that. These pitchers are too good, and it's a different time. The rules are different. The baseballs are different. There's a pitch clock. Now, I don't know. I don't hate Clay Holmes like so many Yankee fans, and after a game like tonight, I'm not thinking about Clay Holmes. After the last few games, I'm not thinking of Clay Holmes. Because like I said, there's no opportunity for Clay Holmes to get a save. They're getting smacked. They're getting blown out. They're getting pummeled. All right? The starting pitching, like, Rodon got absolutely rocked. Fast. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. So, there is no closer situation. Like, Clay Holmes, we got to find a way for Clay Holmes to get some work. So, it's not Clay Holmes. The issues right now are the lineup and the starting pitching. And I made the joke about Gerrit Cole coming back and, all right, you know, it's like having a substitute teacher. Now the real teacher comes back and, you know, everything changes. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you're on your best behavior for your regular teacher and then you have a substitute teacher and then everything goes out of control. I don't know. I'll think of a better analogy for Cole coming back. It's like, you know, Cole is the leader, right? Cole is... not the captain, but the captain of the staff. And Cole kind of had this role of being almost a pitching coach, maybe an assistant pitching coach to Matt Blake. And everybody was on their best behavior with Cole watching over as a pitching coach. Everybody was on their job when Cole was able to give them notes and whatnot. And Cole wasn't wearing the pinstripes, wearing the road grays. Now that Cole is back, the pitching is falling apart. Now that Cole is back, guys aren't standing on business. They're like, are they expecting Cole to pitch every single game? Cole's trying to figure it out for himself. They're in a bad one. But, you know, when, you know, I hear some people call and overreact, this isn't the first time I've seen the Yankees go on a losing streak. This isn't the first time I've seen the Yankees get hit by injuries. This isn't the first time I've seen the Yankees have first place and fall out of first place. This isn't the first time I've seen the Yankees have runners on in the first inning, blow it, then give up five. Like, it's baseball. It'll humble you. They're getting checked right now. And what's disheartening about it, what is frustrating about it, is they don't have an answer. They don't have a freaking answer. What's the answer tomorrow? okay, they're going to get some good rest tonight. Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu are back in the lineup.